We have a few youth that are still attending the church, but we also have a lot of children of God. Can you imagine? Children of God. Who is that? All of us. No matter how old we are, we're a child of the living God. So my message this week is save the children. What are you going to save them from? Boy, that world out there is rough. I want to remind us what Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, verse 37. Now, this is when he was meeting with the disciples, and he reached out and he got a little child, and he brought him over to him, and he set him up on his lap, and he said to the disciples, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes my Father who sent me." Amen. And I think in some of the others he said, you know, if you don't do that, it's worse than having a millstone hanging around your neck and casting you in the deepest of the sea. But there's a lot of children that are being abused in our day and time. Not only our day and time, but it's been going on for a long, long time. You might be as old as me, but I remember when people first got serious about trying to find the missing children, they would put their picture on a milk carton. Child missing, such and such, such and such a name and all that. And it was a good way to get it out. Well, to now, with all our modern technology, we can get the information out quicker. But what's sad is there's thousands and thousands and thousands of children that are missing. That's heartbreaking. And I think one of the things that makes us very sad as a society, when we look at a picture of a missing child, I think all of it, our heart breaks because we have children most likely of ourselves, and how we love our children, and to know somebody's child is missing, it must be heart-wrenching for the family. And anyone who loves children just hates to think of a child missing from their home. Just can't imagine the pain and the heartache that parents and grandparents and friends and other relatives must be going through when a child is missing. That's one of the reasons that we want to reach out and continue to have a ministry for young people. Because I know in my heart of hearts that God feels the pain, not only about children who are missing, but also maybe those ones who go to bed hungry each night, and those who are sick and don't have a warm or safe place to sleep at night. I'm pretty sure God hurts also for these children who are very shy, and those who feel like outsiders sometimes, and those whom other children laugh at and cruel. We call it bullying, and we want to encourage children not to bully one another, but to be able to see and help them. That when we go home to be with our family, think about the ones who can't go home to be with their family. I don't care how old you are. I think you are compassionate and you want to see other people, help other people, especially young people. And maybe you know somebody in the neighborhood or school like that. You may never be able to help find a missing child, but you could be the kind of person who knows how it feels to be left out. Maybe you've been left out. You may never had much money or even had enough to eat over your life growing up or whatever. But one thing about all of us, we can become a friend to somebody who needs a friend. It don't matter how old you are, what size you are, anything like that. You can do a wonderful work for God by finding somebody who needs care. Somebody that needs to be cared for. You know, maybe just a hug or a smile. Because God cares about children. That's why he said we are all children of the living God. So if you care to show, you show the love of God to somebody, somebody who is maybe hungry for it, or finding a missing child, or just being aware of what's going on. People can be lost on the inside also. And maybe it's just as easy as you get lost on the outside. But the picture on the milk carton, think about that. how they might be hurting, that picture. You know what's fascinating about it, and it breaks my heart when you see some of these pictures on the milk carton. Sometimes it's a child that is smiling. Whenever that picture was taken, they were probably smiling and feeling loved. And somehow or another, they got kidnapped or somebody just from a broken family. I'm saying all this just for us to be aware of how many children are missing. And we lift it up to God today. In Jesus' name, amen.